When does Rav Yehuda say Eina Mechaven is Osir? He says it Lechumro. There's not the pshat that Mechaven is no Milo. Whether you do have Kavon or not Kavon, it's the same thing. Maybe no. Rav Yehuda also holds if you Mechaven to do the Yisr, Pshita that's Osir. Rav Yehuda just says Lechumro that when you're not Mechaven to do the Yisr, sometimes it can also be Osir. Hey, it's where it's Efshir, you have a choice. Who has to go down this road should have went down the other road. Then Rav Yehuda holds it's Osir. Even though you're not Mechaven, still it's Osir. But let's say there's no choice, there's only one road to go down, so then Rav Yehuda holds, if you're not Mechaven, it's Mutter. But Zokt Rava, Avad Rav Yehuda's Moida, if you are Mechaven though, Pshita, that's also Osir then. Like Rav Yehuda is not a bigger maker than Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda is only a Machmir. And Rav Yehuda says, even though you're not Mechaven, if it's Efshir, there are two choices, you shouldn't have picked that choice. But here, true, there's no two choices. So when no, there's only one choice, so Rav Yehuda holds, if it's Ain the Mechaven, then it's Mutter. But Avada, when you are Mechaven, Avada, Rav Yehuda is also asking it's Osir. That's the Lashon. His outcome, like in Rav Yehuda, Shein Mechaven, Ki Mechaven, El Luchumro, Avo Mechaven. But when the person now is Mechaven, he has Kavona, he has in mind to have the enjoyment. You want to tell me, Kishein Mechaven, the Kula, that it should be Mutter, just like when you're not Mechaven, Lo Yomar. That Rav never said, that Rav Yehuda never said. Rav Yehuda never said that where it's Efshir, there's only one road, that it's Mutter at all times. No, he only said it's Mutter if you're not Mechaven. But in the case where you beferish have in mind that you want to take the enjoyment, Pshita, that's Osir. And Avada, we pass like Rav Svara. How do I know my Yisoid to say that it's Mutter? The Tanya we learned. Omer Olav Rav Yechonah Matzakai was said about Rav Yechonah Matzakai. Shoye Yoshei V'tzilo Shel Heichel. He used to give a shir, and I know, and I'm like, oh, he used to have a few hundred people, maybe a thousand people, a few thousand people by a shir. He gave a tremendous shir. There was no base of Medrash in the Gan Yerushalayim big enough for his shir. So nowhere he gave a shir. He went near the base of Migdash, and the sale of the base of Migdash, the Heichel was very high, 100 amas high was the Heichel, so he gave off another shade. So on the shade of the base of Migdash, the start of the base of Migdash, that's where he gave his shir in the shade. Shoye Yoshe B'tzila in the shade Shel Heichel. From the Heichel of Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'dairus kolayam kula. Jusant, he didn't give a shiur for 1 hour. He gave a shiur the whole day. He gave a shiur the ganze tov. He gave a shiur there. Kolayam kula. The kasher is v'hocho. The lo yefshe. True. There was no other place in the ganze Yerushalayim he could give a shiur. There was no beis medrash big enough to fit his few thousand talmidim there. So the only place they could give it, and everybody gave it a few hours. So you can't send the son a few hours. Talmidim wouldn't sit there. So you had to find a shady place to sit there a few hours. So the only shady place he could find was the Beis Hamikdash.
All right, we'll continue with Mr. Shem next year. You're holding up for Chofov. So again, in the middle of the Shiloh, Machloikis Abayi V'Rovo, about the Gemara says, Hanoah Habola Leodam Bar Korchoi. If you have Hanoah that you don't really want to have Hanoah, like Rashi says, you're walking down the street and there's a base Avoy Dezora that has the psalm, the smell is coming out of it. So there were two Lishernas what the Machloikis was. The first Machloikis was Abayi V'Rovo, Aliba the Rabbi Shimon, that says, Einem Eskaven is Mutter. Is it only where it's Efshir, you have no choice of the matter, then we say any mischavin is mutter. But when you have a choice of the matter, there Rava said it's Osir. It's where it's Efshir, there are two streets to go down. So who asked you to go down the street that has the Beis Avodah Zarah? So even though you're not mischavin, still it's Osir. And by Shabbos, the same case would be, if you have a small chair, that it's possible for you to pick it up. And instead of picking it up, you drag it along the ground, so if you make a charitz, a hole, you'll be usher even according to Rabbi Shimon. That was the first Lashon, that Rav was a machmir. The second Lashon, starts on the Gehla Meister, because it was a machlekes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, ain't a miskavin is usher. For Nesvegan we say, if it's Efshir, if you have no matter, this is the only road you can go down, then it's mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Abaye wants to say, if it's Efshir, that's the only road to go, even if you're Mechaven, still it's Mutter according to a Rabbi Yehuda. And Rava says, no. Avad, if you're Mechaven, you have Kavona to enjoy it, then even though it's Efshir, there's no other way to go, still it's Osir. That was Rava's pshat. Now the Gemara wants to come and bring Raya. Again, see the top Gemara again. Omer Olav al Rabbi Yechonah Matzakai, Sher Yoshev B'tzila Shel Heichel, he used to give a big drasha, a shir, outside the Beis HaMikdash, in the shade from the Beis HaMikdash, from the Heichel, v'derush kol yom kulei. V'hocha here, the loy efsher u'mechavin. There was no other place for him to give such a big shir. He had thousands of people there. There was no Beis HaMedrash in Yerushalayim so big. So the only place was outside, near the Heichel of the Beis HaMikdash. There was a shady place. That's the place to do it. Vishari, and still it's mutter. Sisters, the Rechur Abaye is bringing a riot to the second Tzad, that Abaye holds, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's E-Efshir, so it's even though you're Mechavin, still it's mutter. Because here the case is, it's E-Efshir, there's no place else to give the shir. So even though they had Kavona, they enjoyed the shade that's coming from the Beis HaMikdash, still it's mutter. So this is Abaye's riot, that it's mutter, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara answers, "V'Rava, what does Rava say? Rava Amar Shani Heichel Tilatoicha Yasuya. The Beis Hamikdash, the Heichel was only made for the enjoyment inside the Beis Hamikdash, but for the shade, what comes outside, that you have Hanor from the shade. So Rashi learns that's called Hanor Shaloike Derech Hanosai. So since you're enjoying it Shaloike Derech of the Beis Hamikdash, it's only Yosef Midrabbonin, and here Mishuma Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, the Rabbonim will make it." Therefore, Rava says, here you have no right to your Yisoid. It could be if you're Mechavan to do the Yisr, even though you don't have a choice in the matter, there's no other way out, still it's Osir. Now, the reason why here it's Mutter, because the Heichel wasn't made for the Hanor of the Tzeil outside, it was only made to enjoy inside the Beis HaMikdash. So this Tzeil is Mutter. So tomorrow, Omar Rava. Rava says, where's my Raya that it's Osir? Omar Rava, Mino Aminolo, that it's Osir, even according to Rav Yehuda. Titanya, we learned like this. Lulin Hoyub Suchin Baaliyah's Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on top of the roof, there was a lul. A lul means like an aruba window, an attic, like a window, what you call the window in the roof.
A skylight.
Skylight. Trashi lul means aruba shevaliyah, there's a skylight in the roof. Hayordais lebeis lebayis kari lul. If on the skylight you come down into the house, that's called a lul. So they used to have this lul, the skylight on top of the base Kodesh HaKadoshim. Why? Shebehem Mishalstan Es Umnin. They used to lower down with the string, the Umnin, the people that have to work, B'tevois, in a box. Kadesh Lo Yizoyno Eneya Mi Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hey, so there was a crack in the wall in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so you had to have a workman come in and fix it. How did the workman get into the base Kodesh HaKadoshim? They used to lower him down from this skylight in a box in a teva that was closed on all four sides. So when he came down, he couldn't look at the beauty of the base Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that's the way they used to do it. Now, V'hocha, what's this case talking about? The Lo Yefshir. There's no other way. I mean, the Umin, the workman, has to go inside to fix the wall. So there's no two ways to go. The only way is to go into the base Kodesh HaKadoshim. And V'ko Mechavin, V'yosir. And the reason why they had to put the workman in a box, because we're afraid if it wouldn't be in a box, when they lower him down, he would be looking around in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he'll have tremendous tanoah, tremendous enjoyment from the beauty of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's called his Bi Mechavin, and you see it's awesome. That's why we don't let the human go down, no, we have to put him in a box. So it's a Raya to Rava, that even though it's E-Efshir, you have to go in there, still if you're Mechavin, to have Hanor, it's awesome. So we are afraid that these workmen will have Kavona in mind to enjoy the sight. So if we put them in a box, they can't see it. So you see, it's also. So the Gemara name from here, there's no raya to either one, Tabayo or Tarova. The Tizbro, is there a raya? Like, is this halacha adin, meikar adin? Here it's only a chumra bialma. The Yomer of Shimon ben Pazi, Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bakapor, said over the name of Bakaporo, the klal is like this, koil. If you only hear the music from a thing that's also banor, let's say the harps that was in the base of Migdash. So the kelim, the levium used to make music, it had a shem hegdish on it, it belonged to hegdish, and halacha is you're not allowed to have hanor from hegdish. Now if you hear the koil that came out of the harp that belonged to the Beis HaMikdash, it's mutter, ain't ben mishra mila. There's no issa mila. Koil, if you hear the music, you hear the voice, umara, you look at the beauty of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you look at the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash. So even though the Beis HaMikdash is hegdish, it's also to have hanor. But this Hanor of just looking at the beauty, that's Mutim Midiraisa. The cloud is Vareach. Who are then if you smell the psalmim from the Beis HaMikdash or the Keteris from the Beis HaMikdash, just to have him, you know, is Ein Ben Mishramila. You should know there's no Issa Midiraisa. There's no Issa Mila. Why? Zerashi says, because these are things shamed by Mamish. There's nothing there. Zerashi says, Koil, Shel Kli Shio Shel Hein Hegdish. If you have the Hegdish's instrument, and some of the Levi plays it, for Yisrael, if he hears it, he's not over the Yisamila. V'reach ha'kteris, if somebody smells the kteris, ain't ben mishamila, z'trashi d'iraisa. Midiraisa it's mutter. Why? Hoyu v'yein behem mamish. There's nothing there, there's no substance you're taking to have enjoyment from. You're just looking at it. Looking at something is not awesome midiraisa. You're just hearing. The voice that you hear that's called ein by mamish, there's nothing there to touch to say this is awesome by Noah. V'chivon demiraisa shari, really midiraisa it's mutter to have the enjoyment here. Of a zoi ki lo yefsha, z'trashi k'goin hocha. Or is there in a case where it's efshar, like here, the workmen have to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to fix the wall. So it's efshar, they have to get in there. Is a mayat rechu rabbonin, what did rabbonin say you have to put him down in a box? What's going to be so wrong if he looks at the beauty of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? We're saying, looking at the beauty of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, midirais it's mutter. Mara just looking, having enjoyment from seeing something nice, is not also midiraisam. It's not called I took Hanoah from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's nothing there that I'm taking. No, but the Rabbanon is also. So Rashi is saying you say it in the Loch, it's like that. Yes, that's only us in the Rabbanon. If it's Efshar, like there's no other way you have to go to do the thing, then it's mutter even though you're Mechavin. Like here, the workmen had to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they had to fix the wall. So even though when they come down there Mechavin to have Hanoah, so what? Since to have Hanoah is only Yosem, the Rabbanon, where it's Efshar, you don't have a choice in the matter. You have to go down here, it should be Mutter. So how come here they had to put the workmen in the box? So the Gemara Elamala also Babayas Kodesh HaKadoshim. Here there's a new Chumra, a new Milo. The Rabbanon will Machmir that Nogeya to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When you go inside this place, the Rabbanon didn't want anybody to have Hanoah. Even though Midiraisa and really Midirabonin should have been Mutter, the Rabbanon put an extra special Milo, an extra special Chumrah, that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, not to have Hanoah. So Mela here, Rava can't bring any Raya. It's not awesome Yikir Adin. No, it's a new Milo, the Rabbanon will Machim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Therefore, you can't bring any Raya to our Yisoid, where the Hanoah comes by Korch, if it's Mutter or not Mutter. Ikir the Amri, some say like this. Omar Rava Mino Aminullah. How do I know my Yisoid? A Rava brings a raya to say what? That if you're mechavin, it's still osur. Even though it's yefshar, you don't have a choice in the matter. There's only one road to go to work, and you have to go to work now. There's only one road there. Still, if you're mechavin, it's osur. What's Rava's raya? The Tanya learned like this. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bakapora. Koil, if you hear the instruments, you hear the music from the Hegdish, Umara. If you see a beautiful picture from Hegdish, Bereach, and if you smell the Havaminariz, the Keteris, you smell the Keteris, ain't them Mishramila. That was Bakaporos Halacha. Like we explained, since there's no Mamish, Alamon Nenem means you're taking something from Hegdish, that's called Nenem. Here it's not called I'm taking anything, there's no Mamish and no substance there. Just my eyes see something, and I have a good enjoyment from seeing that beautiful picture, there's no Issa Midiraisa. Ain't them Mishramila. Now there's a Diak, Milhu Deleka. Mashpra Midiraisa, there's no Issa. There's no Issa Mila. It's not called you're taking something from Hegdish. There is a dig that I call upon in Midirabonin, it's also though. There is an Issa Midirabonin. So my love, who is the Issa Midirabonin? That means Midirabonin, you're not allowed to have Anor of looking at Hegdish, because Hegdish is also Banor, or hearing the music from Hegdish, because Hegdish is also Banor. So Midirabonin, it is also. Now who is it also for? My love, Lyoisin Oim de Mifnim. With the Rabbanon, it's also for the people standing inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Like our Delay Efshar, that there's no other way, like our case, that the Umin, the workman, when he goes down in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he has to fix the wall. Now the only way to fix this wall is to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he has to be there. That's called Efshar, Loy Efshar. He has no choice in the matter. He has to be there now. The Kamechavin, and still Midirabonin it's also why, because he has Kavonav, he has in Das, he has in mind, to enjoy the sight of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's also Midirabonin v'yosar. So you see clearly that even though it's Efshar, still if you're Mechavin to have Anor, it's also. So Madach is also Midirabonin, Avadim Midirais, it should be also. So you see a clear riot to Rabbah that ain't a Mechavin, that Efshar, but as long as you're Mechavin, still it's also. The Gemara answers, Loi, that's not the Pshat in this Yisr. I tell you, Loi Oysa Noem De Machutz. The Yisr that by Kaporah's Mashim, Midrabonin and Sosser, it's only us of the people standing outside. In other words, they have a choice. If a Yisrael is standing outside the Beis HaMikdash, when there's music playing, the Levim are playing the Shir, the Taka don't have a right to go there. That since the Shir comes out of the Kalim, that's Hegdish, so it's also to have Anor, so you have no right to walk near the base of Migdish. So who asked you to walk there? The people that are standing outside, they have a choice in the matter. They could be far away. Who asked them to come close? So the fact they came close, that's called it was Efsher. They had a choice not to come close, and still they came close. That's why it's Osir. But Enoch Nami, I'll tell you maybe, like Abaya says, somebody that has to be inside, so he has no choice of the matter, he has the right, he has to be inside. Now, even if he's Mechavan for the Yisr, maybe it's Mutter, Libra of Yehuda. So from this case, again, there's no Raya to rob as Yisr. You have no Raya. Rashi says, L'yaisen am de machutz, komar ein milo, ho yisuri ikah. People that are standing outside the base of Migdish, if they come close to look inside to see the beauty or to hear the music, that's awesome with the Rabbonin. I will end them if nim, but the people that have to go inside, I'll tell you, I feel we sur leka, maybe there's not even an issue with the Rabbonin. Because since it's Efsher, they have no choice, they have to go inside to fix the wall. Once they're inside, Labaya says, even if you're Mechav and Leisar, still it's Mutter Ali with Rabbi Yehuda. So far, Rava doesn't have a raya to what he said. Mercer Nagufa. Let's explain what Bar Kapora's halacha was. That Omer Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapora, they said over the name of Bar Kapora, that Koil, if you hear the music from Hegdish, Umara, if you see the beauty of Hegdish, Vareach, or if you smell the Keteris, and when they used to burn the spice, and the smell that comes up is also Hegdish, if you smell it, ain't Ben Mishumila. Midiraisa, there's no Isser. You don't have to bring a Korban Mila. That's only if you have Hanoah Midiraisa. Here there's no Isser Mila. For at Gemara, is this true? Vereyach ain't by Mishra Mila. Is it true that if you smell something, especially if you smell the Keteris, you smell the spice, you're going to tell me that's not called Mamish. That's called, that's no Isser Mila. It's not called Yad Hanoah from Hegdish. For Tanya, we learn not like that. For Tanya, we learned in Embraisa like this. Hamefat, Hamefate, Mesa Keteris. Somebody takes exact the measurements of the 11 samamonim, the 11 spices that they used to make the keteris with, and he took the exact measurements and he made the keteris. But what was his purpose? Stam to learn how to do it. Or else he did it in his own house, but he did it amnat to give it over to the tzibur, to bezdin, to use for the kabonis. So locher is potter. Then he's not over any yisur. That's not awesome with the raisa. If somebody does it for his own private use, he has das tam to make the keteris, the exact measurements, the way it's made in the base of Migdish, and he does it to smell it, for just making it, he's chayiv koris. So drashi mafatim et keteris, keteris zora shena shel tzibur. Somebody in his own house gets a hold of these 11 samamonim, and he puts them together to make the keteris. Im lislamid boi lemoisro, ache pitum le tzibur, potem ikoris. If he does it to give it over to the tzibur, that's mutras nochi of chorus. Avlim died to let snila tzarkoy. But if the person has that to leave it for his own private use, loreyach bo v'yoso b'samamona maksuvim, and he used the exact 11 spices that says in the psukim with those measurements, the locher is chayiv chorus. The person is chayiv chorus for just making it. The chsiv, the posik says, ish, asher yase kemo loreyach bo v'nichras. If a person makes the keteris with exact measurements, he's chayav koris. That's the loch. If you make it for your own purpose to smell it, even if you didn't smell it, but you made it for that purpose, you're chayav koris. What about the braisam? The amareyach potter. But if somebody smells this private keteris, he's potter. He's not chayav koris. He's potter. Ela shemol. But you should know he is over in Isamila. Hey, some reyach bo means if you smell the keteris shel hegdish, then the locher is Yuam Moil. So you see clearly, just for smelling Keteris, it is also Midiraisam. You have a Chiyiv Mila. Mashmi, you want Nenim in Hegdish. It just says you put it from Keteris. You don't have the Chiyiv Keteris is only the person that makes the Keteris. But if somebody made it, then he gave it over to Hegdish, and now when Hegdish uses it, somebody smells it, there's no Chiyiv Keteris. But I call upon him as an Issim Midiraisam of Mila. So it's a Kashan Bakapara. Here you see, just for smelling the keteris, it is called Yehad Hanor from Hegdish. It is an Issamila. So Drashi of Amreyach Bo, the keteris shel tzibur. If somebody smells the keteris that the Bezdin uses, the base of Hegdish, is potem mikoris. Umichat is lechayv v'tayrel v'fatem l'reich. The chi of koris is only the person that made it. Elisha Moil. Why Shanana made not Kodesh? Because you had enjoyment from Hegdish. Or maybe a Sham Milas, you have to be in carbon. So I call upon him, you see clearly, Reyach is considered a mamish. And the svar is, because what is Reyach? It smells particles. There's particles of the keteris coming up in the air that you're smelling it. That's called a mamish. It's not daimed to a koil. A koil music that you hear, that's mamish nothing. Or else a reya, a marat you see is nothing. But smell is something. You're smelling particles of the keteris. So it's good why it says you are moil. So it's shver bakapora. And the Gemara Nechnami, Elo Amara Papa. It should be like this. Koil umara ain't bemishumila. Just koil umara, if you hear the voice, or you see beauty of Hegdish, that's no Isamila Midiraisa. Lefi Shein Behem Mamish. There's no Mamish in seeing or in hearing. For Reyach, Mashenkin, if you smell something, normal if you smell the Keteris, there is an Isamila. Avavareach li Acha Shatalatam Rusoi. After the Beis Hamikdash, they made the Keteris, after the Kohen put the Keteris on the Machta Gecholim, on the Mizbeach HaPnim, and the smoke went up, that's called Nasa Mitzvasoi, then ain't by Mishramila. Then there's no Isamila after the smoke came up already. Why? Hoyel v'nasas mitzvasein. A new halacha. Once you did the mitzvah you're supposed to do with the Dovah Shel Hegdish, then it's a svar where the Issa Hegdish goes off it. There's no Isamila. Not because you're not taking anything from Hegdish, but because there's no more Kedusha on it. Once the mitzvah was done with the Keteris already, then the Kedusha goes off the Keteris. But enachnami, before you finish burning the Keteris, if you smell it right away, there'd be an Isamila. So that the Bakapara before said, Reyach doesn't have Mila, we're Chayzer from. No, don't be Gervis Reyach. Reyach is only a Ptur, we're already Nasim Mitzvosai. Rashi says, V'Reyach, Rashi, Yesh Boy Mamish B'Samamonim. In smelling something, there are Mamish particles of the spices. Lefika Chayiv, therefore you Chayiv Mila. For the Kamer of Yeshua Potter, Ari Yeshua before said, Yepotter, he's after talking about Liachash Talatum Rosai, Bamigdash Kamer. The Mishum Denasis Mitzvosoi, the Ain Sara Gavoyoid, Hegdish doesn't need it anymore. It's mainly Yotasol Mechla Kotchi Hashem. Something Hegdish doesn't need anymore, it goes out of the Klal Kotchi Hashem. That's why there's no Isamila. Yeah. Weiter. So the moral of Memor you want to tell me now, Yisoid. The Chol Heicha Denasis Mitzvosoi, Ain by Mishumila, anytime you did the Mitzvah, anything that's Hegdish, when Hegdish finishes its use without Chayfitz, they did the Mitzvah with it, there's no more Mila. Is that true? That's the first avodah they do in the morning. The Kohen comes in, and he takes a shovel, and he takes a shovel full of the ashes out of the Mizbeach. Now, when it was burning on the Mizbeach, that's called Nasa Mitzvasoi. What's the ashes? After you burnt up already the carbon on the Mizbeach, you did the mitzvah, you have the ashes left on the Mizbeach. So the ashes, the chur, is called Nasa Mitzvasoi. So you take out the machta, the shovel full of the ashes, the Nasas Mitzvosai, these ashes already had the mitzvah done with it already. Still, v'yeshpa mishamila. If you have anor from these ashes of the Trumas Hadeshin, there's an Isamila on it. You see, if the Pasuk says, v'samoy eitzalam mizbeach, you're supposed to put this shovel full of the ashes near the mizbeach. And v'dashin, it means, v'samoy means shalai yafazir. Don't spread it out. V'samoy means shalai yehenu. You should not have anor from it. Mashma, there's still an Isamila upon these ashes when you take it for Trumas Hadeshin. So the Hura'ai is Nasa Mitzvah, so you already did the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah was to burn the Evorim, to burn the pieces of the Kachim. So once it's burned already, the Hura'i did the Mitzvah. Why is there an Isamila upon the ashes? So Gemara says like this, Mishum Deheve Trumas Hadeshin Nubig De Kuna Shneik Suvim Aboyin Kiyechot. There are two Chidushim, two times the Torah says the Chidush, that even though you already did the Mitzvah, still, it's also to have anor from it. And the klal is, v'chol shneik suv aboyin kiyechot. Anytime the Torah says a chiddush two times, we say, why did the Torah have to say it twice for? Why isn't it enough once? The reason why the Torah said the same chiddush second time is to teach us, ein melamdin, not to learn out. Only these two cases, the Torah says, Trumas Hadeshin and Big Day Kohen Gadol, we'll soon see, even though it was nasim, it's vasoi, still, if you have enjoyment from it now, there's still also, it's still a nisimilo. Mashenkin, any other type of the Hegdish. Once it's Nasim, it's Vasai, the klal is the Issa Hegdish goes off it, and there's no Issa Midirais anymore. So the Mara Trumas Hadeshin Hod Yamorin. Now we have this Pasuk V'Somoy Eitzel HaMizbeach. That's one Pasuk to teach us that this Trumas Hadeshin is still Osir Banor. That's one Chiddush. Now, Big Day Kuna, where's the pasuk by Big Day Kuna? The pasuk says by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, after he got finished using the Big Day Bad, V'nichim Shom, leave him there. Rashi says, yeah, the first line, the big lines, Rashi, or Big Day Kuna, Arba Big Day Lovin. The four Big Day Lovin, Shekoyin Godo Nichnas Bem Lefnayan Lefnim, that the Kohen Godo used to wear on Yom Kippur, to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, V'yom HaKippurim, the Locher is the Asurin Shuv L'Shtamish Bem, Kedachsiv V'nichasham. After the Kohen Godo came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, those Begodim couldn't be used anymore. The Apostle says, V'nichim Shom, leave them there, don't use it anymore. In other words, it's called Nasa Mitzvosai. You already did the mitzvah with these Begodim. Malamit, still we dash in the pasuk v'nichim shom is Malamit teaches she'atun ganizim, that you have to bury them. Mashmet still also bano, that's why you have to bury it, because if you don't bury it, we're afraid you'll use it, you'll have hano from it, and it's also bano, even though it's not mitzvasoi. So you see, two times the Torah said the chiddush, even though it's not mitzvasoi, still it's also bano, to teach us every other place vakert it becomes mutter. So the Gemara ha nichol rabban and the yamri malamit she'atun ganizim. Later, Rabbi, it's a machlekes in the Gemara in Yuma. Later, Rabbi, that say v'nichim shom means these begodim he can't use anymore. It's good. There's a chiddush, even though it's nasa mitzvosei, still it's also vanor. Elul, Rabbi Doisa, the polig alayu. Rabbi Doisa there in Yuma argues. The Yomer he says avuruyin hein l'krein hedyit. No, this big day bad, the four begodim, that's the same begodim a krein hedyit uses the whole time. So a krein hedyit is allowed to use these begodim. Omai v'nichim shom, what does the pasuk mean, v'nichim shom, leave it there, mashmi, you can't use it anymore? It just means, shlo yishtamish bem b'yom kippur macher. Just means the Kohen Gadol can't use it again next year. A Kohen Gadol has to have new big day lovin' every year. He can't wear the same clothing from year to year. But another Kohen, a Kohen head, you could use it. So according to Reb Doisa, there's no klal of nasa mitzvosein. Then it's chita white sasa banom, because the begodim are not nasa mitzvosein. After the Kohen Gadol uses it on Yom Kippur, a Kohen head you could use it the rest of the year. So since it's still usable, chita is nisamila. It's mamas big day kuna, it's sasa banom. So b'zoy, according to Reb Doisa, you don't have two sukim. There's only one pasuk by Trumas Adeshin, that even though it's nasa mitzvosei, still it's sasa banom. So then we should learn now from Trumas Deshin all over, that even though it's Nasa Mitzvosoi, it should be Yasa Banon. So Keteris should also be. Even after they burnt the Keteris, and when the Keteris is completely burnt, the smell should still be Yasa. Maik Lameima, what can you say? The Gemara is like this, it's still good. Mishum Deheve Trumas Deshin V'yegla Rufa. There's another Pasar V'yegla Rufa, the same Yasoi. That Shneik Suma Boinki Yechot. These are two psukim that tell us this Yasoid. Even after you did the mitzvah, still it's Yasa Banon. And the klal is the whole shneik suva boink yechod ein melamdin. Like, why did the Torah have to say it twice? Why wasn't it enough once? The Torah said it a second time to teach us only here and no place else. The Gemara says honichol amandiyom ein melamdin. That's good. There's a mandiyoma that says in Sanhedrin this klal. When the Torah says something two times, we don't learn out. But that's the reason why the Torah says a second time not to learn out. Ela lamandiyom melamdin. But there's a mandiyoma in Sanhedrin that says no. Even though the Torah says something two times, so what? Vice versa, normal, sometimes the Torah could say something two times. It doesn't mean to teach us that every other place know. There's such a mandiyama with the Sanhedrin. So Mayik Lameimer, according to that mandiyama, it's a bit of shvelich then. According to that mandiyama, even though the Torah says twice, by Egla Rufa, and by Trumas Adeshin, even though it's Nasim, it's Fos, and still it's Asa Banor, but maybe other places also is still Asa Banor. What can you say? And for the Gemara, Trei Miyutik Sivi. Here, Egla Rufa and Trumas Adeshin is different. There's an extra special miyut by both of them. As if it's like here for sure has come to teach us, only here and no place else. There are extra two miyutim. What are the two miyutim? Ksive. Ksiv is somui, or ksiv hu arufa. The somu is a diak. The Rashi says, it's a diak only here and no place else. Trashi hocha mutik sivi. Bahani lameimru, the loy tigru menayu, don't learn out from here. V'samu lozeh, it's mashmir. V'loy lacher, only here, only by Trumas Adeshin, does the Torah say, even though you already did the mitzvah with the ashes, like you burnt up the carbon, now the ashes is no more mitzvah, still the Torah is saying, only here at Sasa Bano, and don't learn out from this. And nu adin egla rufa, the pasuk says, hu arufa, v'loy dover acher, and not another place. So Mela, it's only these two places that you have this chiddush, even though it's not a mitzvah that it's aser. But usually the klal is, once you did the mitzvah, hegdish doesn't have any more tzarech from it, then we say the kedusha goes off it, and Mela does no wisdom miller anymore. Yeah. Toshima. So now we're coming back again to our original shailah. Again, the shailah machlek is Abayev Rova. Let's see if they have any rayas. Toshima, Hechnisa L'Rivka. Rashi says it's talking about Egla Rufa. Tosis brings down, could be talking about a parah Duma. It's the same halachas. A parah Duma and Egla Rufa is only kosher if you never work with it yet. If you did any work with this parah, it's possible for parah Duma, and you can't use it for an Egla Rufa. What about Echnisa L'Rivka? You brought your Egla Rufa, the Rashi learns L'Rivka. That's the Mash Rashi. Shekoshrin Arba Poros Biachet. That's like a team. You tie up four behemoths together, and when they're tied up on this team, that's the way they go and plow. They plow together, four axes together. So Echnisa L'Rivka, you tied them up with this team, the Dosha. Now you didn't have Kavonet to do work yet, but by itself, they had this Egla now, started to dash, started to thresh, started to step on the wheat there. The other one started to thresh, so this also started to chop step on the tfua. It's a lochak shaver. That's not called the egg that did any work yet. Since you're not nicha, you didn't bring it in for that purpose, so therefore you're not nicha what the animal did, that's not called it did melocha. It's still kosher either for paraduma or for egla rufa. What about bishvil shetinok v'tidush? You put it in there for two purposes. First of all, you want it to be made to nurse its child, and also the tiddish. You also had kavana that it should do malacha there. In the lacha psula, this egla rufa now is possible. Why? Because you had kavana, it should be tiddish, it should do malacha, it should do the malacha of threshing. Now, if you hocha, what's this case talking about? The layefshir. There's no way out. You had to have this egla go into the rifka. Why? Because you wanted it to nurse. So the only place it can nurse is there. That's where the baby was. So it had to go in here to nurse. They call mechavin, and now true, you have kavon, it should do dish also. You also want it to thresh there. Uketani psula, and still we say it's puzzle. It says a raya to rava, that even though it's the yeshu, you have no way out, you have to have the egla go here, but who asked you to have kavona? Now that you have kavona, you're nicha with the work that's doing, it's puzzle. So you see, when you're mechavin, it's also. So it's a kasha and a baya. And if the Gemara knows, Shani Yosem, there's no Raya. The Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Asher loy ubad bo, that no work was done. Ubad mashma mikol makom. Ubad mashma did the work by itself. Ovad is mashma, you work with it. The Pasuk doesn't say you shouldn't work with it. The Pasuk says loy ubad bo. It doesn't do any work. Mashma mikol makom. Even though you only had kavona, even though it was the Yevsha here at Sosa. Fred Gemari Hachi, if that's the case, Afilu Reishanami. If you're going to tell me, Ashalayu Badbo means Mikom Makom, any type of a work the Egla Rufa does makes it possible, so the Reisha also. What was the Reisha? You put it in there just to stay there, and by itself the animal started to make Disha there, but the animal did Malacha. So why don't you say also it's possible for the Egla Rufa now? And for the Gemara, hold like...